Good morning. It's just gone 2 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Friday morning, the 18th day of September 2020. And you're welcome to the Urban Parliament on Urban Radio 94.5. Today, we're going to be looking at the role of citizens in enthroning progressive leadership, and definitely a case study of the fourth communal elections, which is just by the way. We are counting down to the Edo 2020 governorship election, which is less than 24 hours away. Now, in the build-up to this election, there has been tensions, different degrees of anxiety surrounding the elections, which is set to take place tomorrow. So today we get to look at the governance and political leadership in Nigeria and how they have been driven by self and personal interests, which actually takes priority over that of the public. And get to ask the question if that has actually affected the activities, the responsibilities, the duties and the roles of the Nigerian citizen when it comes to putting in position, you know, the political leaders of their choice. Good morning once again. I hope you enjoy this interesting hour plus with us. And on that note, I would love to say good morning to my guest this morning, Barrister Sidi Ogbe, an Enugu-based legal practitioner and the chairman of the APA party here in Enugu State. Good morning.
Good morning, Adobe. It's a pleasure.
All right, the Edo elections are set to take place tomorrow. But before we get into that conversation, if you take a look at the trend in our elections over time, up until now, from the local government elections, the gubernatorial elections, up to the presidential elections, how would you assess the trend in terms of political participation of the citizens?
Anyway, thank you very much for this question. The truth is that because of some anomalies we've witnessed in our electoral process over the years, starting from 1999 with the emergence of the current democratic dispensation, the truth is that many people have been exhibiting a political apathy. Many people no longer have this passion to participate in the electoral process. And this development is caused by two major reasons. One being that many people who emerged leaders in this climb since 1999, they failed to deliver the goods. In other words, many people who have voted into office, for those who actually emerged leaders based on the consent of the governed, many of them failed to live up to expectation. In which case, whenever election is around the corner, many will now be tempted to ask you, why should I waste my precious time going out to cast my vote for any given candidate, knowing full well that at the end of the day, that candidate, when he emerges leader, that he may not accord any attention to my welfare. Then secondly, many also have lost interest in the electoral process because they believe that our votes do not count. Even though personally, I do not buy that school of thought. But many believe, in as much as I have to also admit that on several occasions, we've had situations whereby the people went out to exercise their franchise, and one, they weren't given the opportunity to do that. Secondly, when they were given the opportunity to do that, the will of the people ended up being subverted. But the point is that this is one of the reasons. That's why many opponents say that there's no need being part of the electoral process. So these are the two major reasons. So in a nutshell, over the years, the level of political participation has been experiencing a tremendous ill fortune, so to speak, if I should use that explanation. Many people are no longer willing to participate in the process. And it's having its own adverse impact on the society as well, because when you talk about politics and governance, no matter how you try to shy away from it, the person that occupies the saddle of leadership, his or her activities will go to great extent to determine how you even live your own dreams. No matter what you do, be it that you're a businessman or whatever, the policies of the man in power will definitely affect your life one way or the other. So people are becoming disenchanted on a daily basis because of ongoings in the environment, the political environment, and at the end of the day, it's also having an adverse consequence on the entire polity itself.
Now, some quarters believe that the average Nigerian citizen would rather discuss the process of enthroning someone in a particular position rather than participate in that process. What are your thoughts in regards to that?
Definitely, it is true. Even though some of us are trying to change that particular line of thought. You know, just like what some persons, you always say, maybe in the build-up to some elections, you will see some persons campaigning for a given candidate, maybe on social media platforms, and some persons will now ask, do you have your voter's card? And you discover that even you see people participating in political rallies without having voter's card. Because now tell me how you expect someone without voter's card to go and vote in an election day. In other words, many Nigerians prefer analyzing political activities, especially, I'm sorry to say it, especially in this part of the country. Because if you take a look at our brothers from the northern part of the country, they are more sophisticated politically than the southerners. An average northerner is willing to come out on the election day. He is willing to sacrifice the entire 24 hours, even if it means extending to 48 hours, to vote for the preferred candidate of his choice, and also to go forward in seeing that, you know, that his vote counts. But in the southern part of the country, I'm sorry to say this, on the election day, you find many people, some playing football, others will be in the beer parlor drinking beer, and analyzing, telling you that their own man is already winning, just like what we experienced in 2015. On the election day, on the day of the presidential election, many northerners came outside, they came out en masse to vote. Even there are allegations even came up that some underage voters even came out in the northern part of the country. There are some pictorial pieces of evidence that came out to that effect. But in the south, yeah, many of our brothers were in the beer parlor on that day, drinking Hero and other beers, and saying that Jonathan Ejebego. It was when the result was now announced that we discovered that Jonathan Ejerokwa, that another person, Jizzy. So that is the reality on ground, that many people in this part of the country. Okay, for instance now, let me give you a very critical example. The law is that voters' registration should be a continuous process.
Yes.
If you take a look at sections 9, 10, and 11 of the Electoral Act, you discover that the law envisages that there should be continuous voters' registration. The only exception is that whenever there is the exercise will be suspended 30 days before the conduct of any given election. But I was surprised. I went to INEC office the other day to inquire, to know the electoral officers who are in charge with the process of the continuous voters registration. They even wrote me back, because I made an official application saying that they will not commence voters, they will not resume continuous voters registration until all the supplementary elections must have been conducted, which is a lie, and I will take it up. What am I trying to say? This is time Nigerians have enough time to go and register as voters. Because if you wait till 2022, when there'll be much crowd, you will now go to register, you meet many people there, you'll be, you know, even ordinary as a human being, you will not have that strength. You know, but now that everywhere is calm, why not go and register? Get your voters card. First, this is the time for you to do that. So it's not only about talking and talking and talking without doing anything, complaining. No, you have to match words with action. So I'm encouraging our people, especially from the southern part of the country, especially in Enugu State, it's not only about talking. Swing into action. It affects the various facets of politics. If you believe that things are not going wrong, are not going well in society, and you believe you can do better, there is no need castigating those who are in power where you don't want to aspire for political office. There are many political parties. Go and join one, present yourself, tell the people, this is what I have to offer. Tell the people, like, if given the opportunity to serve, I believe I will do better. It's not left for the people to say, okay, we want you or we don't want you. But you cannot stay in your home embarking on additional theories of good governance, how good governance should look like, without either contesting or coming out to support those who you believe have what it takes to make our society better. So the underlying word is action. Action speaks louder. Action, action, not mere theory, action. Swing into action.
Now, when you speak about swinging into action, you know, everyone has this Nigerian dream, a country where everything is free and fair, where there's no castigation, where there is no oppression in any form, be it political, be it physical, be it towards the citizens. Now, when you take a look at election processes in Nigeria, it's mostly marred by voter apathy and other complications. Now, is this enough to discourage we, the Nigerians, who are supposed to be patriotic when it comes to exercising our franchise?
Okay, in answering this question, let me sound somehow realistic. The truth is this. Many people are no longer happy with the Nigerian state because of the way things are going. You know, in a few days' time, we are going to commemorate our Independence Day anniversary. And to tell you the truth, many of us are not happy, and rightly so. Because when you talk about nationalism, you know, it's something that you don't force someone to become nationalistic. It's when your country is exhibiting love for you. That is when you also have this willing love for your country. What am I trying to say? Nigeria, generally, many Nigerians are becoming politically docile, so to speak, because of the ongoings in the country. You talked about a nation where justice is enthroned, a nation where things are done in a fair manner, a nation where everybody, where all the citizens are carried along. But the reality is that we don't experience this, or to a great extent, in this country at instance. But we should also understand one thing, the people. The thing is this. Our destinies Our destinies are in our hands as a people. Whether the politicians are treating us well or not, we should come to terms with the fact that the more we even shy away, the more we give opportunity for our oppressors to continue oppressing us. The only thing is that if option A doesn't work, try option B. If we try this pattern and it doesn't work, try another legal pattern to get what you want. At least if you discover that maybe that the votes that are trying to stifle our voices being expressed through our votes, you have the social media platforms, you can continue exposing the ills going on in society. So, directly and indirectly, the more we shy away from politics, maybe because of the ongoings. Okay, let me now break it down for it to be more detailed. At the national level, for instance, we may be disenchanted with the way things are going on in Nigeria as a country. But you know that Nigeria is made up of federating states. For instance, we are in Enugu state. So even if you don't have interest in the politics of Nigeria as a nation, maybe because of our tribal divides, what about your own state? What about Enugu state? What about Anambra, Ebonyi, Abia, Imbo? Our own brothers. These are our brothers. Will you also shy away from the ongoings here? If you shy away, the adverse consequences will also take a toll on you. That is the reality, whether you like it or not. That's the reality on ground. So whether things are being done in a right manner in the country is immaterial. It's a task. It's an inherent civil obligation that we should continue being politically conscious. That even when our voices are not heard, even when the votes of the people are not made to count, still come out to vote because one day it may count. We have seen instances. I keep giving an example with the likes of Peter Obi, Adams Oshomole, Olusegun Mimiko, and I think even Rauf Arebeshola. These people, they came in through the courts. After their mandates were earlier, subverted by the powers that be. I also know that there are those who have also won elections in time past who went to court and they couldn't reclaim their mandates. We know all these things. But it's a case of you try this time, if you succeed, good. If you don't succeed, you still try again. You will not say yes because we voted this man into power and this election was rigged. There's no need voting again. You are encouraging your oppressors the more. And even the more you shy away from voting an election, then you make the rigging work easier. That is the reality. Because they will not have excess ballot papers to embark on multiple voting. But when you come out to vote, they may still rig the election, but you make their work more difficult. And even the political actors also have vital roles to play. Let me give an example. Let me tell you the truth. If on election day, for instance, I'm voting for a political office, and from the indices, it seemed that many people voted me, and I failed to go to court at the end of the day to assert my political rights, yeah. I'm also discouraging people. But if I have this courage to go to court to challenge the outcome of that election, whether I win or not, people will now say, okay, we have a man or we have a woman who, at the end of the day, he is capable of going to court, you know, at least to fight, no matter what comes out of it. It's like a man whose household was attacked, you know, by armed robbers, and you know the armed robber, and you now fold your hands. You know, your children may be disappointed with you, but if as a father, you take it upon yourself, you know, to address that issue, at the end of the day, you may not get justice, but your children will say, yes, in as much as our father went to court over this issue, but the court wasn't able to maybe to convict the armed robber because of lack of evidence. But at least we have a father who is able to protect our rights. So all the key actors in this in the political process are complicit one way or the other. So you talk about the electorates, you also talk about even those who are aspiring for political offices. But if you are among those who are at the end of the day, you go to run for a political office, and at the end of the election, maybe your opponents call you by the side and then tell you, okay, so okay, so take this 1 naira. And you now collect the 1 naira and disappear. Tomorrow, people will also be disappointed. People will not be confident, you know, to say that they know this man is just doing business. He's a political jobber. You know, you come out, contest the election, they give him money, collect. Tomorrow, you come out again, make little noise, give him another money, collect. That means you're also killing the passion the people have for the electoral process.
Now, when you speak about the officials, the public officials who are, their sole responsibility is in conducting the election process, how can transparency on the part of these public officials about the government's actions, how can it reduce the corruption and enhance the performance of the governmental agencies?
So let me get your question right. Talk about the officials.
There's officials who are responsible, exactly.
For election.
Yes.
How their actions can help...
How can their actions on the part of the people reduce corruption and enhance good governance?
The question you asked, I got your question right, but I think we are trying to talk about the roles that the electoral umpires have to play in ensuring that the votes of the people count.
Do count, right.
In order to ensure that corrupt practices and, you know, leadership malfeasance is addressed in the electoral process. The truth is this. I'm sorry to say, but I have to say it. Most of these electoral bodies, to a great extent, they dance, they act based on the whims and caprices of the powers that be. And power is never given on a platter of gold. That is what people should get to know. So that's why at times, during the elections, at times you go to an NEC office, the NEC, maybe the REC will come out and say that the election will be free and fair. I'll be there laughing. You cannot deceive me that way. Election can never be free and fair on a part of REC. INEC as an institution, even if INEC wants to conduct an election, or let's say NCEC, assuming they want to do it at all, because they have those who they are acting on their behalf, or better still, those, despite the appellation independent, in reality, on most occasions, they are not independent. It is left for the people to hold them accountable. It is left for the people to make them to be independent. They will become independent when you force them to be independent. But if you think you will just sit back home, fold your hands, without putting pressure on INEC or NCEC, and you not allow them, you think they will be independent, they will not be independent. And that is why, personally, in Enugu State now, I've taken it upon myself, even INEC and NCEC, I am now scrutinizing the activities of these two institutions in Enugu State. I've written INEC, asking for the names of those that conducted the 2019 election in Enugu State, in all the polling units. I need their names. And they've written me back that they'll give me those names. So that I will now know those individuals. To know if they have been appointed by the powers that be. To know if they actually are political. I've even written, one of my party members have written INEC as well, for the names of those that conducted the election in Kano West and in Kano East. If you just leave these people, they will continue making a mess of the system. So if you think you sit back home, and at the end of every election, INEC will come outside and tell you, just like what will happen in the Edo State tomorrow, that the process will be free and fair, our security men will exhibit a show of force, patrol the street, without you doing anything. That means you are in for a very big joker. I'm sorry, for a very big joke, rather. Because they will just make a mess of the whole thing, and it's business as usual. So the people will have a role to play. These electoral umpires, they usually side the powers that be. To a great extent, they usually side them. So it is left for the people. That's why in Enugu State, come 2023, by the grace of God, personally, I am working on it. Because if you leave INEC, now there are reports, some people are complaining they cannot get their voter's card. They registered, they don't know in whose custody their voter's card are. And we are already also taking it up. These are some issues we have to address before the election. Now everywhere is quiet. Not when there is a confusion everywhere by all, you know, by political parties embarking on campaign. You cannot address these issues then. So the electoral process, it is between the powers that be, the electoral umpires, and the people who yearn for good governance. Okay. So if you yearn for good governance, you should start mounting pressure. Even the issue of electronic voting. Electronic voting, why it is experiencing delay? The bill for the amendment of the electoral process to incorporate electronic voting is because the powers that be, these people that are occupying leadership positions at the moment, most of them, if our votes begin to count, they will have no business being there. And that is why they are exhibiting delay. They don't want to push for that process. And if the Nigerian masses, if you continue speaking English or if you continue ranting on social media without embarking on concrete line of action to man pressure on these people, it wasn't even take to the streets. No, there are some means through which you do that. You compare them. If you just fold your hands, it will be business as usual. And by God's grace, in Enugu State, where I'm domiciled, it will no longer be business as usual. We start from INEC. INEC should be independent in Enugu State, not dancing to the tunes and caprices of some men. At the end of the day, many strange figures will just come out. Like what happened in the last governorship election in Enugu State. We have more than 400,000 votes we are gathered from where I don't know, even when there was serious voter apathy. I personally will not allow such things to be going on in Enugu State again. At least I will try my best within my powers to do that. Instead of sitting back home and watching.
Now, if we have a role to play, don't you think the political elites also have a role to play the activities in election process? Just a few days back, the APC national leader talking about Bola Tinubu's stirred up reactions and controversies on social media after he was seen in a video urging the people of Edo State to reject the candidates of the PDP, that's Godwin Obaseki. Terming him a dictator. I'm just going to play a little clip about that, and then you let us know your thoughts. If things like this should happen, what do you expect the voters, the electorates, to actually do?
appeal to you to reject Godwin Obaseki in this coming election. I have suffered with many others to bring about this democratic regime that today we are enjoying in the country. Then, Godwin Obaseki didn't participate in any aspect of the struggle to enshrine democracy in the country. Therefore, he could not understand the value and the pains that was associated with this democratic struggle. Rather than obey and respect the law, he vandalized the State House of Assembly in Edo by removing the roofs, pouring gravels and rocks on the entrance of the House of Assembly, only to prevent these 14 members from being sworn in. Now he's asking for your votes. He's asking for our votes, our people, their people. Is this a Democrat? No, it's not.
All right, that is Bola Tinubu. Now, he made a statement which is actually shocking. I don't know if it's same for you. He said he has suffered to bring about democracy. So the Edo State people actually putting in Obaseki is more like reinstating a dictator. What are your thoughts on his statement?
In the first instance, Bolaji Tinubu suffered to reinstate democracy. He wasn't the only one that suffered. I also suffered to reinstate democracy. And I know Obaseki also suffered to reinstate democracy because all of us, we are here when the military held sway. So Tinubu alone, when they were in Nadeko and such other movements, Nadeko wouldn't have experienced any force if the people were not in agreement with the activities. So with due respect to Bolaji Tinubu, I don't agree with that line of thought that he suffered. He suffered. I'm making this insinuation alone as if Obaseki as well didn't suffer to have a democracy reinstated. So, and we are even still fighting to reinstate democracy because what we have at the moment, we don't have true democratic practice as it stands at the moment. That's the reality. So it's still an ongoing process. So maybe Bola Tinubu was among those that helped to formally bring to an end the dominance of the military. But still, we still have a long way to go. Better still, we still have some anomalies to address in our political process. Secondly, Bola Tinubu is a chieftain of the All Progressive Congress, so he has the right to campaign for any candidate of his choice in the election. Now he is telling the people of Edo State to reject Obaseki, and he's entitled to do that. It is now left for the people of Edo State to say, we will reject Obaseki, he's a dictator, or we will not reject Obaseki, that he has done well. But I would like to point, and he also talked about the lawlessness being exhibited by the members of the House of Assembly, being exhibited by Obaseki by preventing members of the House of Assembly from 14 members of the House of Assembly from having access to the House of Assembly complex. I would like to say that it is strange because there are many constitutional infractions that have been going on in the present dispensation. And I expected the likes of Bolaji Tinubu to speak up. There are many constitutional infractions that have been carried out that, that even has gone ahead in undermining the unity of this country. But he has been mute all this while, to the best of my knowledge, anyway. But now, because the election is around the corner, he has come out to speak. But just in a nutshell, I would just like this Edo issue, to be frank with you. To be frank, this forthcoming Edo election, that's why I'm winning that election, because I don't have sympathy for those two candidates of the APC and PDP. After all, Obaseki is some months back. Obaseki is a beneficiary of the same system. Now he's in PDP. And I remember Izeyi Emu, the non-candidate of APC, was formerly the candidate of PDP, and the election, the 2016 election, was keenly contested. And there are some insinuations that Izeyi Emu even won that election in 2016, insinuations, allegations. And in fact, he garnered quite a reasonable number of votes, about 250 something thousand votes, if I'm right. Now, they are switched over. He's now in APC. Mr. Dama is now in PDP. To be frank with you, I don't have sympathy for any of these two men. If it's another political party, I only have sympathy for the people of Edo State, who are usually the victims of all these political fights by two political elephants. But for these two men, If anybody who wants to reject Obaseki is free to reject him. Anybody who wants to reject Izeyamu is free to reject him. I don't have any sympathy for anything that happens to both of them. It's at their own peril. After all, once upon a time, just like what one of these artists, P Square, case of Do Me, I Do You, in 2016, Obaseki allegedly did Izeyamu. It's like Izeyamu now wants to do Obaseki. Because in my own opinion, that's my own opinion. Something funny may happen in Edo State tomorrow from what I'm saying, because this is an off-cycle election.
Now, when these Edo people, who are actually the ones supposed to make the election decisions themselves, get to listen to information as this, made by Tinubu, what do you expect from them come tomorrow's elections?
As I said, the truth is that Bola Tinubu is a national figure. And of course, there are some other persons. If they had made that same comment that he made, it wouldn't have attracted any national attention. So I believe some persons, of course, I've watched reactions that trailed that comment. Some would like to say, Tinubu, this is not Lagos State, too. This is Edo State. But on the other hand, the person of Tinubu apart, just like many people even see the oncoming election as a battle between Obaseki and Oshomole, not really a battle between Obaseki and Izeyamu. But I think Tinubu's comments won't even to a great extent affect what will happen in Edo State on Saturday. The reality on ground is that the APC candidate is a formidable force in Edo State. I believe that's the reason they even brought him into APC. Because if he was able to gain about 250,000 votes when Oshomole was in charge, when he was about leaving office, if the man was able to gather quite a reasonable number of votes as he did, that means he's a grassroots person. So people are looking at, people are more interested in the person of the three major actors in that entire political drama, being the governor, incumbent governor Obaseki, Izeyamu, and Oshomole. So that Tinubu's comment, so to speak, will not have much influence, so to speak. In as much as I know, they may want to play one or two critical roles in what will happen there tomorrow. The same way those of the PDP fold, you saw the likes of Governor Yusuf Wike. They also went to Edo State to campaign for Obaseki. So all the political forces that are gathering there on Saturday, So he may play some other roles that may not, money politics, money politics. Now, even people of Edo State, I'm sorry to say, you may be surprised that tomorrow some may still collect money. After all these complaints, some may still say, give me that money, let me vote so-and-so, let me just give me that money, let me collect that one. And it may still, let me not sound pessimistic, but I say it may happen tomorrow. I will not rule out vote buying because INEC, to the best of my knowledge, has not come forward with any radical template to checkmate the issue of vote buying in the election. And that's why when INEC embarked on the so-called issue of voter party registration, I was like, INEC is chasing shadows. You left the main business. You've not yet given us free and fair elections. You've not yet, formulated template to checkmate the issue of vote buying. You've not yet formulated template to push the powers that be to create room for electronic voting. Your main headache is to embark on voter or deregistration of political parties. And you see, Nigerians keep complaining that Nigeria is not working well. And PDP has been in power from 1999 to 2015 before the APC took over. And the APC has been in power since then. And people are still complaining. And still, you are not indirectly encouraging only these two political parties. Why not allow the political parties to thrive? Go and create enabling environment for free and fair election. Go and create enabling environment that will ensure that vote buying does not take place. Before you now start talking about the restriction of political parties. So, Tinubu may still have one role or the other to play in terms of the financial strength, to push that election. Because just like our incumbent president, prior to 2015, when he was running for presidency, his campaign wasn't all that forceful. That's the reality. His posters were even scanty here. But in 2015, some men came in, some men joined the fold, the likes of Tinubu and Amaechi. So, I wouldn't know how the money came about, but all I know is that Buhari's campaign became flamboyant in 2015, unlike before. So money may still play a crucial role. Apart from what he said, money may still play a crucial role. Okay. So come tomorrow in Edo State.
Now, what's the future of citizens' participation in oncoming elections?
The future of citizens' participation in oncoming elections is that they should continue being part of the process, despite whatever they will see. Election is just like marriage. We have many beautiful marriages, not the one we watch in Hollywood and not this Bollywood, where everything is going on smoothly. But there's no marriage that does not have its own challenges. Now, there's no electoral process that does not have its own. There's no system, there's no society. You will not say because some people are, there are divorce cases in court that you no longer marry. Hey, I will not marry you. People are divorcing every now and then. No! People will continue wedding every Saturday, despite divorce. As people are divorcing, people will continue wedding. So, whether the election is being rigged or not, people should learn, people should just develop this culture of sacrificing that 24 hours. That today, what will happen to us in the next 4 years will be determined today. Let us go and cast our vote. If they like, let them rig it. If they like, let them not rig it. We have done our own. We have played our own part. At least we went outside to cast this vote. They didn't allow us to do that. Or that we went outside to cast our vote. We did that, but they subverted our will. You know, and nature will be watching, because nature is very, very dynamic. Nature is very, very funny. Like now, I can tell you, just like what's going on in Edo State now. Obaseki campaigned vehemently Oshomole campaigned vehemently for Obaseki. Today, they are loggerheads. Today, Obaseki, Oshomole is now campaigning for Izeh Yamu. And I tell you, if Izeh Yamu should win, to a great extent, he will still fight Oshomole. That's the reality of life for you. So, that's nature for, at times, these things are natural, this thing playing out. Just like what happened when, you know, Izeh Yamu alleged that he was rigged in 2016. Maybe, now you pay back time for Oshomole, for Obaseki. Who knows? Because, what will happen in Edo State tomorrow is federal might versus state might. That's what will happen in Edo State tomorrow. So if anything happens to Obaseki, he should also remember what he allegedly did to Izeh Yamu in 2016. What am I trying to say? People, the future of Nigerian electorate in this process, people should not exhibit despair. Exhibit despair over this issue. Despair, please, not despair. Despair, please, over this issue. People should continue coming out. It's just a question of 24 hours. Just go sacrifice that day. Don't stay in Biapalo or don't be playing football for that day. The same way we vote in Big Brother Nigeria for those that vote. They even pay to even vote. Don't sacrifice that 24 hours. But scrutinize the candidates. That's the most important thing, so that you don't just end up wasting your precious time. Because there are those who will vote. In reality, you find that you ended up wasting your precious time. Because I may be wrong, but don't be surprised that there are some people, some candidates in this election in those states who may actually have what it takes to deliver the goods to the people of Edo State, more than these two candidates in APC and P. It's possible. But because people are not kidding, you know, trying to scrutinize these candidates in a fundamental manner to know their histories, their antecedents, what they can do, what they've done in time past, what they did when they're in school, people are not bothered. That's how it's done in America. When Obama came out, Obama never had millions of dollars touched anywhere or billions of dollars. But when he came out and started speaking about, you know, change in America, people started asking questions. Who is this man? You know, he authored a book, Audacity of Hope. He authored another book. And for the people started contributing money. Because politics is an investment. It's either you allow the godfathers to invest. If the godfathers invest, most likely they want to recoup their investment. Or the masses should also invest by voting the candidates by collecting money. Knowing full well that when the main person occupies the mantle of leadership, whether you know him or not, it's policies. If a governor constructs good roads, like what's going on in Ebonyi State, you'll be driving, you're having a smooth sail on the roads of Ebonyi State. Your shock absorbers will not be experiencing road terrorism, you know, because in Enugu, as far as I'm concerned, the roads I apply in Enugu, the shock absorbers of my little car, they experience a road terrorism on a daily basis. So whether you know the governor or not, once you elect a good man to man the saddle of leadership, his economic policies will affect your life positively. But if you stay inside your house without coming out to vote, because of what is going on in the system, if you vote, if you collect 5,000 naira and vote, and now say that Oyejiigu kewu nesu, remember that Ewu amachoro ihe, and Oyejiigu igu that money. This is time they are now gathering that money. So stop complaining. If you collect 5,000 naira and 10,000 naira on the election day, you have no moral right to complain when the person they booted the igu has now gone out to gather more igu that you give to you on the election day.
All right. Now, earlier, you made a statement. You said it's not about sitting at home behind social media to talk and oppose the government. But if you take a good look at the situation of things happening across Nigeria in the past few years or few months, findings show that social media remains an effective tool for electoral scrutiny, and it can help to build public trust in the electoral process. Now, judging from all this that you have said, what is the reality in Nigeria? Because you sounded like there is no hope at all.
No, I'm not sounding pessimistic. I'm just sounding realistic and then trying to point the way forward. Even here, thank God for social media. Honestly, I'm very, very grateful to Mark Zuckerberg, because if not for social media, I can tell you that many narratives being dished out at the moment, we will not have alternative platforms, you know, to discuss, you know, if we rely solely on the information being reeled out by the print media. And even by the print media, then we have been in a very big problem. But the social media is that platform for us now to at least to tell the truth as we know it. In as far as we have some media outlets that are trying, just like Urban Radio. I'm not saying that because I'm here, but We know that there are some state-owned information outlets. People no longer patronize my fast. Some of them now prefer using private stations. Some of them even now come to Aba Radio because people no longer like listening to their own because they use it in embarking on praise singing activities. But the issue there is this. Social media has been very effective, you know, in encouraging our electoral process. People through the social media have been scrutinizing candidates, even selling their manifestos. But it should go beyond that. It should go beyond trying to scrutinize what Oshomole said or what Obaseki said or what Ezeyamu said. It should be a double-pronged approach. You scrutinize, you enlighten people, you ask questions. I know some very active social media, you know, media men and women whose, you know, submissions have gone a long way, in molding the public perception about some individuals, so to speak. That's a very welcome development, even in a political process. But it should go beyond that. It should go beyond mere scrutinizing the activities going on in polity or in a political space. You should also go further in encouraging people, like now, to start encouraging, to go and get their voter's card. You know, to start asking questions. INEC, why are you not conducting continuous voter's registration in Enugu State? What are you waiting for? You can also use social media to put pressure on the Nigerian government to ensure that electronic voting comes to play. Because if you don't do that after 2021, forget about it. They will not tell you that you don't have enough time.
But that has been done in the past few months. Yes, there's no action or body language from the federal government in obedience to those clamors.
That is why we, the Nigerian people, we have to, put up more action. We can embark on social media campaign. That is the truth. Before, if the entire social media space should become, because these days in Nigeria, if you want to protest at times, maybe if you want to protest the way the law envisages, maybe before you embark on the protest, you tell your wife that, darling, so sorry, you will not see me at home the next couple of months. So take good care of my children, because most like when you come outside, most likely you'll be apprehended. But if you use the social media platform to campaign, I'm telling you, the social media is on fire. The world is not a global village. Well, there is pressure, and we have seen it happen every now and then, serious pressure. But I don't really know what is going on in Nigeria. Many of us, just like the way we discuss the brother Nigeria on social media platforms, it's a private social activity, no problem. Why can't the Nigerian youth, the destinies of Nigerian youth are being mortgaged? It's quite unfortunate that most of us don't know the way this country should be. If you go to some other, even Asian and African countries, you find out that we are being manhandled in this country. That is the reality. But because we don't know what good governance entails, anything we see, once they give us peanuts, we start clapping. The Nigerian youth should use the power of the social media, which Mark Zuckerberg and others have given to us, to push some of these things. It's not what one individual can do. I'm using it as an avenue. If you're on social media, if you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, start asking questions, campaign, bring back or introduce electronic voting campaign. We can start from there. One person can, take initiative, one of these persons that commands serious influence on social media. Before you know, if you push that campaign, and if you get that serious momentum, believe you, they will be on heat. Just like the way some policemen were exposed on social media, and they are disciplined. If we put that pressure, intensify pressure on social media, at least they will not go in the homes of all Nigerians and start arresting everybody. They can only arrest one or two persons. The campaign will continue. There will be much pressure. I believe something will happen. But if we fold our hands and wait, if we don't achieve electronic voting by the end of 2021, forget about it, because by 2022, they're not telling that if you amend that law, that you not have enough time to carry it into force. The election is around the corner, because the election primaries will commence by late 2022. So we have between now and 2021 to push most of these things.
All right. You get to join us 0809399945 and 0809945945. You can reach out to us on social media as well. Do go to tweet at Urban Radio 945. Hello? 0809399945 and 9994595. Good morning. Hello, good morning. We can hear you.
Good morning, Adobe.
Good morning, Odazi.
Good morning to our guests in the house. Very robust conversation and argument you put up this morning.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Well, I suppose we are talking about elections. Well, we have a lot of flaws in our election because we don't have an electoral act. We don't have it. So anything goes. And like you rightly said, let us start talking at least. let's point out the flaws in the administration of the people of this country. You said the people should talk. And you said that if you're, if you're going for a demonstration, you tell your wife, oh yeah, my dad, look after children. My dear, we've been pauperized in a state of super. So before even you go, you have to eat now. You have to eat something. Now the food is so expensive. See, Gario, I say in the coral area where you be short at the price, the rising cost of commodity. A pint of price now is going to almost 3,000 naira. Isn't that funny? It's funny. You know? So we really have to care and push. Care and push off. As for this Edo politics, away from there, leave them. All they are doing is my stomach, my stomach, my stomach. Kedasi, that pastor, Ezi Yamu, and my brother, the one that is on seat now, mm-hmm. They are one and two. See, both of them are Edo, Benin people. So sometimes we have to be careful how we handle our politicians, because tell you what, my personal opinion, our politicians are very, very dishonest. Very. And they don't care for the citizenry. Yes? So now, they are saying, okay, they banned them from travel. It was that. Since they've not banned anybody, they've not arrested anybody for violence, they've not published anything. The only thing I hope is that the safety protocol on COVID-19 must be followed and maintained. Otherwise, they stand to suffer for it. It's like someone throwing pebbles into a bowl of palm oil in a marketplace. He's not going to know who that palm oil is going to spill on.
All right.
You have to be very careful. South has carved a niche for herself. Anytime there is going to be an election in the South, the whole country will just begin to shiver. Why? It shouldn't be. I mean, after all, there is no one person that has a preserve of causing trouble. We keep causing trouble. South. Look at us, Delta, Bayelsa, Port Harcourt State. Go down to, now look at Edo. The other day, is it Cross River or whatever, they bought INEC papers and bought it and all that. What's wrong with us in the South? We must readjust. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Adaze. All right, we're going to go on a short break for the news. When we get back, we'll open up the talk lines once again, and you also get to join us, 08099945945 and 93999945. Welcome back, 9:48. Still the Urban Parliament, right here on Urban Radio 94.5. All right, the talk lines are open: 08093 999945 and 08099945945. Of course, I still have Barrister CD Obe with me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Adebi.
Good morning, Emmanuel. You're welcome.
My name is Emmanuel Tomachale. Good morning, Barrister. Before I give my opinion concerning what is happening in Edo, may I encourage other lawyers in Enugu, other well-meaning indigenous of Enugu State, to join by Sidi Ogbe to demand for a better government. The step you've taken is a bold step. And if people like the lawyers in Enugu State claim that they are good men and women of goodwill, they should put hands together to join you to demand for this government. We are not sitting idle. We're equally doing our own in our only two ways. To assist you, to make sure that we demand transparency, justice, and equity in the hands of these leaders. Then concerning what is happening in Edo, let me tell you the frank. It has become very clear that anybody that wants to be a governor in Nigeria now, especially from the south, most importantly in the southeast and in the south, what they do now, the criteria is that you go to Sokoto, you do what they ask you to do, and in the time of election, they assure you the military, the police, the navy, and some manner of forces in order to make sure that you win. But I'm telling Eze Yamo, just like I'm telling Obaseki, as Eze Ogwe has said, that what you people are doing are not the government of your people.
Tomorrow, all right, watch your time, Emmanuel.
May God avoid it. There are maybe bloodshed in it. And Izeyamu, Alhaji Izeyamu, and Obaseki should be held responsible for what happened in Edo tomorrow. Money for my salary. Thank you.
All right. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, everybody from Transfer Studio.
You're welcome, Embera.
The issue is that just for citizens to participate fully in electoral system, the way it happened overseas, government must encourage it. There must be a level playing ground. The environment should be conducive. A situation where somebody will go out to vote and the person is shot dead, the person's head is broken, like what happened in Kogi State. You understand? It's not encouraging people to come out. Because when you come out, like what happened in 2019 during a presidential election in Lagos State, where people come out to vote, thoughts come, and the greatly of where people are watching, you know, people, they carry barrel bus, snatch it, you know, burn it into ashes, push people away. Okay, now nobody has been found responsible for that. And what baffles me is in the same state that the person that called him himself father of democrats in Lagos is seen in the same Lagos state. And it was even rumored that it's the people that sponsored those talks. People that call themselves democrats. You know, see, this is our elder. They don't portray, they don't portray good things to the upcoming youth. You understand? Why can you call yourself a democrat? The issue that he's talking even in Edo, that Obaseki prevent those issue is in court, and you know that it's in court. That those people that their seats have been declared vacant, and you want Obaseki to fold his hand and want them to go in and swear them in, and then beat him the next day. You see, people when they talk from the both side of their mouth, and they claim to what they are democrats. They are not democrats. They are thugs. They are not democrats. You will sit and talk when their interest is being, they want to portray their interest. Have Bola Tinubu tell us something in relation to Kogi election?
Right.
Did you see when helicopter was used to rig an election in Kogi? Did he say anything? Even in congratulate the person that won. Do you understand? Those are our leaders. They are
no models at all. All right, skip the calls coming. 0809-945-945 and 93999-945. Morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Bernard from Kansekun.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Good morning, Cynthia Ogbe. It's unfortunate, very, very unfortunate what will happen in Edo. Is it Yamu or Batiki? These two people are the same. I had wanted, Adobe, I wanted you play the what Oshomole said about Izeyamu. Charles played it. I was just laughing. You see, they don't lose lives, just like what the CDU said. Don't lose lives on Edo people. They are, let them not be deceived by what Suwaju said. And Suwaju can only, even Lagos, has he been able to convince all Lagosians on what to do? So, the unforbid Edo people had to decide if they want to spare their conscience. It's all for them, because it is said that you people, our society, gave the leader deserve. They may desire a particular leader, but you need to work hard for it. Otherwise, you get what you deserve. This is the time they have to know whether you deserve Obaseki to continue, or you want to change him. If you want to change him, okay, good. If you don't want to change him, don't listen to what people are talking. Oshomole, Tinubu, all of them, they are looking for something else. That's my take.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Bennett, for your thoughts. Keep the calls coming. 99945-945. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and location?
I'm here in Enugu. James is my name.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. What I want to remind our people in Nigeria, we always encourage evil things. Like here in Enugu State, for example, look at the division of Chimaru Kenaman. People are praising and saying every good thing about him now. They say he's the father of politics, as far as the Enugu State is concerned. The same thing applicable when you go down to Lagos State. People say Bola Tinubu is the father of politics. Look at what Oshomole is dancing at Ajasco and doing since over 2 months now, campaigning to be the mother and the father of politics in those states. And that is the reason why you cannot blame the masses who are casting their votes or those who are not casting their votes. Whatever you do, whatever happens, at the end, you become the father or the mother of politics. Look at even Obasanjo. I said the other day, Obasanjo masterminded for his second tenor, collaborated with the former Inspector General of Police, who is that man, to fashion a dress for the police, who are not police people trained. Safa Babugu, his name. He did it for him to win his second tenor on his administration. And he did it perfectly. And he perfected it. But today, people are praising him. He's the father of politics as far as Nigeria is concerned. I don't know why people forget so easily.
Keep the calls coming, 9994 5945 and 9399945. Good morning. Hello? Hello, good morning. All right, do well to call back. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and location?
Okay, I'm Richard. I'm calling from the Secretary of Enugu.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, sometimes when I hear the word Nigeria, I kind of laugh. You understand? And when I hear the word democracy, I would say it's a demon crazy because we're living in a crazy era. Just like the person who said something before about voting through the internet. Okay, now everybody in Nigeria is living in fear of the government. Nobody knows where it comes from. Nobody knows who is following you. Nobody knows who is going to, you know, hijack you or do something to you. You understand? In this 21st century, we Nigeria, we're supposed to have advanced into a next level of things, of life. But this is where we are. Now we are in the we are experiencing coronavirus, and this election is about to be held. I presume it's going to be a physical voting stuff, like you have to come and vote outside. It's not.
Hello. All right, so do well to call back. We still have time for a lot of calls. Hello. Good morning. 9399945 and 0809994 5945. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Adobe.
You're welcome. What's your name and location?
My name is Kenneth. From Adjalaud.
You're welcome. Go ahead, quickly.
Okay. I thank your guest, Chidi Obe, and what the topic of this program is okay for me. Because I've been coming over this issue over and over. When you go for election, what you see there is a very good bit of my practice in the radio, I mean in the place. So, and the way, if you are watching it, and you are now looking at what is happening there. If you are if you are not part of them, you just neutral over that. Because one, they won't allow you to participate the way you're supposed to participate. As the way you want to count your franchise, they will not allow you. And again, the type of democracy we are participating in Nigeria is not the way in other places. As of now, look at what is happening in Edo. Bola Tinubu is now telling the people of Edo not to vote for Obaseki. Obaseki was the executive governor, and they are the one that posed him there. And he was now in a PDP. They are now telling him telling the people not to vote for him. So they have the true democracy. So I don't know. So that is why concur with your guest. That is Zidio. Because I always like to hear from him. He's always telling the truth. The people, the truth, they will hear. Let them hear. If they don't want to hear, let them just do whatever they like. Thank you. That is my own contribution.
All right. Thanks for your contribution. We're going to go on. Welcome back. It's just gone 3 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Still the Urban Parliament right here on Urban Radio 94.5 FM. And of course, we are still discussing the role of citizens in enthroning progressive leadership, taking a cue from the Edo election set to take place tomorrow. All right, so back to you, Barista Ogbe. I would love your reactions on most of the thoughts of the callers before we get back to the phone lines.
Yes, the callers, they've spoken well. But I would just like to highlight on what one of the caller said, I think, in person of Odazie, about politicians being dishonest. The truth is this, which I've always said here. In the game of politics, it's difficult to have a perfect man in power. That is the truth. Even the wonderful leaders we've had in this planet before in time past, but even at the moment, when you talk about the likes of, let's say, Thomas Sankara, you talk about Bill Clinton of the United States, you know, vis-a-vis when he was the governor of the state of Arkansas. You know, a friend of mine told me that it's Arkansas. I used to call the state of Arkansas. He says Arkansas. But the point there is this. Even these men, the likes of the late Samuel Onona Akambakwe and others, if you scrutinize critically what they did when they were in power, discover that they may have done one or two wrong things, even as leaders. That's the truth. So, the issue of all politicians being dishonest people, with due respect, I think that amounts to generalization. That's the reality. But the blunt truth as well, in my own opinion, is that it's difficult to have a righteous man, or let's say a perfect man, maybe it's a perfect man, to be in leadership position. That is the reality. However, there are men and women in our society who, in as much as they may not be perfect, you know, they have this passion for the society. They have this passion for our environment. They're actually in for, you know, for the sake of the people, so to speak. But what I think is going on is this. Most people who venture into politics, most, despite what they tell you, and despite what they will tell you during electioneering campaigns, they are not actually coming to political offices because they want to work. I speak from experience. Despite what they will tell you, they're actually coming there because they want to get power, and from power, get money, and from getting money, maybe oppress and then remain politically relevant. That's why you see them fighting. After becoming governors, they want to go to the Senate. And even when they've not been able to prove their mettle as governors or as other political office holders, that's even among the youth cadre of the society. I'm not saying everybody, that's what I've discovered. I'm not saying everybody, but that's what I've discovered. Notwithstanding, we still have some men and women, even though they may be in the minority. Men and women who actually are looking for power, are seeking for power, because they believe that Nigeria should be a nation where if people are falling sick, you should go to our hospitals and get good medical services. Not a nation whereby our hospitals are in comatose. At least, when you fall sick, things like ordinary kidney transplant and liver transplant you go to a nation like India, you find many roadside hospitals, roadside in quotes, they carry out these medical services effortlessly because they have the facilities. But here in our country, people fall sick, and except if you have the financial wherewithal to travel outside the shores of this country, you are left to your fate, except you are a rich man. So Nigerians are actually yearning for a leader who will give them good roads, who make sure that our educational system is functional, you know, who will ensure that our hospitals are working, who will ensure that our economy is, that people are made to live their dreams. Nigerians are hardworking people, that we have a country whereby whether you know the governor or you don't know the governor, because of the policies of the country, because of the policies of the government, because of the humane policies, you'll be able to live your dream. Nigerians are looking for leaders who are sensitive. Nigerians are looking for leaders who have little human conscience, not leaders who will do to Nigerians what one biblical leader did. When the people are crying, they approached him, the leader, and told him, please take care of us in a good manner. He now told them, no, my father chastised you with a whip or whatever. I mean, in that biblical thing, he promised to do more harm to the people than good. Because from what you are experiencing in this country at the moment, we do respect, and that's my opinion, many of our leaders that are quite insensitive. Many of our leaders are behaving like people who don't actually know that the people are suffering, both at the federal level and at the state level. Just like at the federal level, we have leaders who are just imposing unnecessary tax, you know, trying to activate the tax regime amidst this biting COVID-19 pandemic, amidst the dilapidated economic state of the nation. We have leaders who went ahead in increasing the pump price of, in not doing anything to, you know, at least to leave the pump price of petroleum products where it is. Leaders who kept quiet, even people like National Electricity Regulatory Commission, who are supposed to be checkmating the hiking the price of electricity tariff, they are all working hand in glove. They are working together and collaborating with the powers that be at the center in inflicting pain on the people. We have leaders in a place like Enugu State. We are, despite the fact that Enugu State is not an economically viable state, The government of these states went ahead in demolishing the structures of the people. Even if there is illegal structures, that is not the right time to do that. Consider many people are suffering. Many people are, there is excruciating hardship in this land. We are not looking for perfect leaders in this environment. We can never get one. You can never get a perfect leader. We are looking for leaders with little conscience. And we have many of them around. But the people, many of the people, when the elections are around the corner, they don't like supporting such people. And that is why I'm calling our people to begin to have a rethink. Whenever there's the election, anybody who is coming out to vote for House of Assembly, for House of Reps, for Senate, for governorship, forget about presidency, that one is too big. Ask questions. What is this person's disposition? What is this person's mindset? If this person is an employee of labor, how has this person treated those who worked under him or her? Has this person been humane? Does he exhibit an atavistic tendency towards those who are under him? Which is not that this guy is a large guy that no buterego from one country like that. And because of that, this guy is sharing money. Now you collect money, you collect the ego. After collecting the ego, you don't have to complain. Once you collect that money, it's an investment. The person has invested. The person wants to recoup his money. So don't complain. So the choice is ours to make. We have good leaders. All of them are not totally dishonest. But the point is that our people, it seems we don't want to, to support such persons to come in. Because once they come in, their loyalty will be to the people. And to be frank with you, even some of such leaders may even disappoint at times. Because human beings are bound to change. But we've had leaders. My happiness is this. When we talk about the planet Earth, we have had leaders. Even in this same Nigeria, we have had leaders, at least, who weren't perfect. But they were able to put into consideration the yearnings and aspirations of the people. Even in Africa, the lives of Thomas Sankara, the late Thomas Sankara, the lives of the late Gaddafi of Libya, apart from some of the illegal and wrong acts he committed, even acts of quasi-terrorism and his long stay in power. But when you talk about leadership, Gaddafi did very marvelously well in a place like Libya. Someone like Nelson Mandela, the legacies these people left behind. Even in Nigeria, we keep mentioning the lives of Michael Obara, we keep mentioning the lives of Simon Bakwe. They weren't perfect leaders, but they were leaders who had the interest of the people at heart. They were leaders, properly so-called. This is what we are yearning for. And this is what we should champion. We will not get such on a platter of gold. We should fight. We should push for it.
All right. Let's get in more calls. 08093999945 and 08099945945. And remember, social media is also up. You can also react to the conversation there. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Ada.
Good morning. What's your name?
I'm calling from Enugu.
You're welcome.
I'm calling from Enugu. I agree with the barrister about how he just analyzed everything. About what happened in Edo State, it's really funny. 4 years ago, by this time, I saw a man campaigning for PDP, someone campaigning for APC. After I vote, I travel. I came back after 4 years. The revised is the case. The same two people. This one campaigning this side. This one campaigning this side. Last time, Oshemule called one thief. Today, he's a saint. I wonder the blood I wash him. It is still the blood of Jesus. But where I'm blaming the leader, especially the level, I say the upcoming leaders like Barrister Sibi Ogbe, they are not really giving the people structure how to vote. Now, in Enugu State, every month, PDP are having meetings, APC are having meetings. Your own party, why are they not having meetings in all these local wards? How I don't have to, how people do not know them? Is it the people that people have been meeting for the past 3 years, the election? Everybody have known them. Before you know, I say that the devil will never an angel don't know, because they didn't show your face. And to most of the people they give tickets in all these parties are people that PDP chased away. So at the end, people will see them, they are the same. Why instead of you going to look for the same person who you don't know, tell the bad person who you know at least, when he's eating, when the thing falls, you pick. They don't have meeting. They don't have any structure in the local world. I don't know what is happening. So that people like me can be there, so I can be organizing people. Let them have a structure. Because you cannot just go and set office and then meet a party when the party is not registered. You people should bring your party down to the grassroots. So people with attending meeting. That's one thing about Igbo people. Igbo people love coming together, no matter how bad it is. You can even use some of these sensational groups as a good example. Man, the car will never come from anywhere to go to the villages. But he has structures, he has people in the village. Why can't people do something like that? So people begin to grow up. People will begin to know you. We will know whom to nominate. It's not people that PDP chase. He will just come and pick tickets. Someone
right.
Come from America, he says, okay, come and pick tickets. So that's the problem. Thank you.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Adami.
Good morning. What's your name and location?
Hi, Jonas. I call from Enugu.
You're welcome. Hi, Jonas. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Ogwe. I'm grateful for your speeches. Please keep it on. Just like the last caller said, struggle to make yourself known by the people. By the grace of God, you enter into this regime or into this system and correct some of these things that are going wrong. On the things that are happening at Edo State, it is very, very unfortunate. Look at how things are happening. People are being killed. And the worst part of it is that I don't know, I continue to say, these crowds of rulers that have been brought up, thrown in the public domain these days. Look at that. Eze Iyamo was a Christian, a partial Christian for that sake. You know that he went to the north to be turbaned. He turned and become a Muslim just for him to be anointed to become a governor. It is quite unfortunate. Where are now the virtues of Christianity in him that is now dropping and going to just for mundane things? He's rejecting Christ. It is quite unfortunate. That goes along with to be killed. Who said that every ruler, most of these rulers in the south, are ordained and anointed from the north? It's quite unfortunate. Well, in fact, our people should know what they want and pursue what they want, not all these things that are happening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your thoughts. Hello. Good morning. 0809399945 and 0809994-5945. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and location? You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. But what is the issue now? You have to pass the change. I want to pass the cooking well. But Nigerian politicians, as usual, are what they are. They still remain what they are because we don't have, in short, our mindset in this nation is totally different from others. We have put our mindset in greed and corruption. This is the major problem that carrying this nation and killing our politicians. Because anybody that is here will still follow the footsteps of the other. From local government to the president, you can't see anything. Even to the appointed leaders, appointed political officers, all of them are dissenters. They don't consider they don't have the mind of people, the issues of people in hand, only for their own safety interest. This is what they continue to seek and continue to pursue. They wouldn't mind whatever it becomes them to pursue that their mind. But when it comes to the things that will benefit the masses, they will just kick it away because they know what the masses will be, will be empowered. Them in their level will begin to see it as a challenge to them. And again, in this political issue, before you enter this, you can't be by the political force. As a good citizen of this nation, you want to pursue the political office of this nation. So you only be happy because it's
our right.
So this is started from the planning and from the foundation of the policies in Nigeria.
Okay. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Adebi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and location?
It's Ikechukwu. I call from the main market.
You're welcome, Ikechukwu. Go ahead.
We are talking of a do election and exercising our franchise. And your guests compared election with a marriage issue. So, what I'm advising a do people, and which your guests have already advised them, is to vote and vote wisely. But what we made me to be afraid is it that something that happened to Imo State, it should happen in Edo State. The people of Imo State have exercised their franchise wisely and conducively, but the Supreme Court of Nigeria decide who will be the governor. So even if they vote, maybe Supreme Court of Nigeria can associate what they have done in Imo State, in Edo State. So voting is not the good answer to get election rightful in Nigeria. So anything can happen. God bless you.
All right. If voting is not the answer, then what else? Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and location?
Yeah, this is Louis, by the grace of God, an apostle and Christ ambassador.
You're welcome, Brother Louis. Go ahead.
Yeah, my brother in the studio, in case you want to be that person that will not be perfect, because I'm looking from the look of things, very soon you will also be a politician. And maybe we will not have you as we are having you now. But let me just tell you, as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, yeah, I have heard you quoted something from the Bible of a king that said that his father ruled with a whip, but he is coming up with a scorpion. So when you go into that place, do not, you know, treat us with a scorpion. But the basic thing that will make you at least to be a good man and not to be a wicked man is that if you go into politics and take an oath of office, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 17, I've told you not to take any oath. As soon as you take oath of office and you are a Christian, the Bible says, to him who know how to do good and didn't do it, to him it is a sin. As soon as you take an oath of office, you hand yourself to demons. Even these little things you are saying now, demon will take it and then use you the way he wants to use you.
All right, Brother Louis. Okay. 10:20, we still have time for more calls. 0809-9945-945 and 0809-3999-945. Morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Hey,
you're welcome, Stephen. Go ahead.
My name was Cecilia Okwe. God bless you, sir. I will campaign for you whenever you start. I am out. And again, electronic voting is the way. Let everybody wake up for it. It's the way. Without electronic voting, I will not vote again in this Nigeria. And again, pastors, you know, they have done a lot of damage in this nation. Yes, they need to repent. They need to think twice, you know what is in the Bible. They are to unite. They are to save. I would say the Christian of God is, you know, make somebody rich. We don't ask solo. But now, pastor bring up this government, say that they are good law, not a bad law. When are they? No more prophecy. When are they? What are they saying? We have our vice president as the pastor. What is he doing? What is he saying? People are being murdered just like that. So electronic voting is the way to flush anything that is not good out. Let us go electronic voting. Everybody wake up for it. Nigeria, you wake up for it.
All right.
Everybody, this is the time. I greet you. Thank God for bandaging.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen, for your thoughts. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Pastor Kingsley.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
From Enugu. Okay, I want to thank God for the man. But what I want to know, is it the Barrister Obe?
Barrister Sidi Obe.
Obe. Not Obe.
It's Obe, Sidi Obe.
Okay, okay. But his office is in One College Road. He's a very nice man.
No,
he's not. He's not the particular one, okay? He's not that particular Obe. Hello, good morning. 0809-3999-945 and 9995-5945. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Adobe.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, Okeke from Gariki.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Edo election. I'm saying, so far, Oshimori is concerned. Can never be peaceful because, as I see him, he's looking for that thing on do or die. And if you look at the way he dresses, you know that he's ready to fight at any time. So there must be a problem there. Take that. Then our president advising them to be peaceful is just talking for talking's sake. I don't know if actually the president saying all these things. because I've given trust our president again. It's just for us to say he has talked. He's talking for talking's sake. That man is not an action man. He's just, even he's interested, he'd be interested if people are killed then.
No, I wouldn't let that conversation continue, okay? So let's mind the statements that we put out there. All right, let's see if we can get in our last call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Ado.
You're welcome back, Mr. Bennett.
Ado, it's a bit... I want to ask Chidi Ogbe, I just remembered one comment. If he were to be in Edo State, because he said we can't rule out the possibility of money changing hands. If you are in Edo State, and with the present situation of things now, hunger everywhere, and they carry bags of a bullion van full of currency to your compound, will you tell them to get away with the money? The people knows what they are doing. Like it is rightly said, impoverish the people, they will do what you want them to do. The hunger in the land is so much, so glaring in almost every state. That's why some of our people in the south here, they go up, go and worship, do whatever they want, whatever those people there want, to get what they want, they themselves in the south want. Thank you.
All right, okay. That's all for the calls we're taking this morning. Back to you, Barry Salwe. Your reactions and, of course, your final words.
I would like to start with what the last caller said about, you know, money being playing a vital role in the forthcoming election. To a great extent, I believe, I have my reasons for saying that, to a great extent, I believe that money will play a crucial role in tomorrow's election in Edo State. Some weeks back here, there is a family that came here, the family of Chukwujama, whose wife returned millions of naira that was paid into her account, wrongly paid into her account. Why did I raise this issue? It's not everybody. I know many Nigerians in this our environment, many, we've had many instances. I've even had similar experience where I misplaced my wallet that contained quite reasonable amount of money in a place I never thought I would recover the money. When I went back there, a lady brought out the wallet and gave back to me. I was surprised because it's happening in Onitsha. You know, this around this Omata axis, and a lady working in the Omata office or an office of that nature, she gave me back my money. What am I trying to say? It's not everybody, even in Edo State. There are men, even in the environment, they come out on the election day. No matter how much you give them, they will tell you, no, I'm not a hungry man, even though I may not be a millionaire. Hold your money. I don't need your money. They will still vote who they want to vote. Now, the issue of money, if the people will decide to mortgage the next 4 years because of 10,000 naira, the choice is yours to make. So if you take because of hunger, in Igbo land, or in my place, there's this adage, they say in Igbo that, man, we can go the way you are. You know, you not take because you are hungry and eat every food that you are served with. There's a particular food that I'll be giving to you. Even when you are hungry, you say, no, please hold that food, even though I'm hungry. So if the people of Edo State, if Nigerians, if the people of Enugu State and other states in Nigeria can decide to mortgage the next 4 years of their destinies because of 20,000 naira, let that 20,000 naira take care of the bags of rice you eat for the next 4 years. Let that 20,000 naira take care of your house rent. Let that 20,000 naira take care of your shock absorber that will be killed by the various bad roads in the next 4 years. The choice is theirs to make. What am I trying to say? Agreed, there is serious hunger in the land. And these political allies, some of them, they do capitalize on it. They know because people are hungry, so once they dish out 1,000, 2,000, even at times a bottle of Coke and one up, people will just, you know, vote them. But it is left for people to use their common sense, their initiative, to know that this person is trying to mortgage my next 4 years. Even if you do that, I will not be complicit. I will not support him in doing that. That's it. Then secondly, someone talked about all politicians, you know, following the trend, doing what others have done. I have to say that to every rule, there's an exception. And we have many exceptions. Like in Anambra State, before Ngige became the governor of Anambra State, we know how he became the governor. You know, Peter Obi's mandate was subverted. So, but the issue is this. When he became the governor, there was an existing order. Mbadenuju was complaining, you know, Anambra was in comatose. But he came on board, and at least we, Anambra people experienced good governance to an extent. At least to an extent. The Anambra people were able to discover that it's possible to build reasonably good roads from that same Anambra state. Go to Ebonyi state now. I know the Ebonyi state governor, there are complaints here and there about, you know, his, some of his dictatorial tendencies. Agreed. But in terms of infrastructural development, go and see the roads being constructed in Ebonyi state. Here in Enugu state, when Sullivan Chimehelsu was governor of Enugu state, he never ran a perfect government. In fact, many things went wrong in that administration. But in terms of infrastructural development, to a very great extent, the former governor Sullivan Chime brought back sanity, reasonable sanity in this environment. What am I trying to say? It boils down to what I said earlier. We are not looking for perfect leaders. But in as much as some may follow the trend, there are still those one or two or three persons who every now and then want to do the right thing. Then talking about the issue about what the first caller, one of the callers talked about, you know, my party meeting. I am not here this morning to canvass support for AP as a party. It's not the right time to do it. But for the sake of clarity, I would like to make you know that even AP as a party, we do have our own meetings. And the truth is this, in APA, he talked about those, you know, running away from PDP, from ruling party and rushing to run. No. In APA, make inquiries. For instance, I've been in APA since 2014. I vie for various political offices. I don't run from one party to the other. And most members of APA, we are always there from the word go. We don't believe I will join the party T or party C when we don't get the ticket and I run back. We don't do that. Mm-hmm. And the truth is this, I'm not here to campaign for my party, but of a truth, APA may not be strong everywhere in Enugu state. But presently we have our areas of stronghold and we are expanding. And that's why when I went to the local government tribunal of Enugu state, I'm still in court over the local government election of Enugu local government, which I believe I won the election. Immediately we called for the forensic examination of the ballot papers used in conducting that election. PDP went berserk. They opposed that application vehemently. So if they know, if they believe they want me, why are they opposing that application?
All right. We have to wrap it up here. We're already out of time. And thank you so much, Barista Studio Way, for your time on the show this morning.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Definitely we'll keep you updated on following and developing stories in regards to the Edo election scheduled for tomorrow, being Saturday the 19th. My name is Adobe Lozwe. Thank you so much for the calls and, of course, the messages as well. Stay with us. The rest of the Urban Radio programming continues. Good morning.
Thanks for tuning in to Urban Radio 94.5 FM. Please note that opinions and submissions on all our platforms are strictly that of the guests and all callers. These submissions does not represent the Urban Radio establishment. We support a better nation through constructive dialogue and criticisms for a better society. Urban Radio, your home for music, talk, and sports.